Good day, I'm Chris LeBlanc with a news report. A new study suggests federal and provincial governments can help grow Canada's air transport sector and ease some frustrations of travelers simply by reducing taxes and fees imposed on the industry. Alexandre Moreau of the right-leaning Montreal Economic Institute says Canada's massive geography and low population density help keep airline prices high, but even a small drop in taxes could make a big difference for flyers. He writes that comparatively high airport rents and security charges, coupled with provincial taxes, are restricting the potential for growth in the sector. In the face of weakening bonds between Europe and North America, NATO's chief is appealing for an international effort to shore up the transatlantic military alliance, which he says is in our strategic interests. In a London speech today, NATO Security General Jens Stoltenberg said the world faces an unpredictable security environment, in part due to terrorism, nuclear threats, cyber attacks, and an assertive Russia. The military alliance has been shaken by U.S. President Donald Trump's America First stance and his accusations that Canada and other members aren't paying their fair share. U.S. President Donald Trump told a rally in Duluth, Minnesota last night that his administration is going to keep children together with their families, but added the border is going to be just as tough as it's been. The statement came just hours after Trump did an about-face and signed an executive order to stop immigrant families crossing illegally into the U.S. from being separated. He also told the rowdy crowd, "Democrats put illegal immigrants before they put American citizens." In sports news, New Jersey's Taylor Hall is the NHL's most valuable player, while Edmonton's Connor McDavid is now a two-time Ted Lindsay Award winner. Hall won the Hart Trophy last night as league MVP. McDavid was voted the NHL's most outstanding player in the eyes of the players. For news, I'm Chris LeBlanc.